Professor Jeff Halper is an Israeli academic with a long history of human rights activism. For the past 10 years, he's headed an organization which works to stop the forced demolition of Palestinian homes by Israeli authorities. Last year, he sailed into Gaza on a boat in defiance of the Israeli blockade, and now he's in London to share his thoughts on the two-state solution. The two-state solution remains the current course for peace in the eyes of Western powers, and at least on the surface for Israel and Fatah. But this Israeli academic believes that the actions of successive Israeli governments over the last few decades have made that an impossible dream.
The problem is not a Palestinian state. Israel wants a Palestinian state because there's almost 4 million people it wants to get off our hands. The question is it a viable, sovereign Palestinian state? Because if Israel controls the borders and controls the water and controls Jerusalem and controls the economy and controls the airspace, it becomes a prison state.
With it becoming increasingly evident that a viable Palestinian state will be near impossible to achieve, an increasing number of voices involved in the conflict are now calling for a one-state solution.
Personally, I favor a one-state solution. I think we all have to live together. Israel itself has eliminated the two-state solution. So in a way, Israel has created a binational situation. But again, because of Israeli opposition to that, the chances of that actually happening aren't really great, at least in the short term.
But perhaps his most radical of views is his belief that successive Israeli governments have rejected real opportunities for peace in favor of more expansion.
In 1988, the PLO in Algiers publicly accepted the two-state solution if, in fact, Israel wants peace and security, which it's always telling us it wants. Then the question is, why didn't it grab this solution 20-some years ago?
As an Israeli Jew, Professor Halper's views do carry a significant amount of weight, and in London the lecture theatre was at maximum capacity. But he was also met with some dissenters who believed he painted an unfair picture of the conflict.
I'm not surprised that you say that only 4 people would come and hear you in Israel, because really, I would tell the 300 people who are here tonight that most of what you say is factually total nonsense.
Professor Halper himself admits that inside Israel he struggles to find an audience receptive to his views. It seems he has a long way to go if he wants to change the outlook of Israeli society. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.